Hello?
Senator?
Yeah.
This is Walter. I'll put the president right on. Just one moment.
Oh.
He'd like to talk to you about it on the phone a moment.
Yeah, Bill.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm trying to get my little tax statement. I haven't been to lunch. Adlai came down and it started a heat wave on Panama. He got into negotiations up there without anybody knowing it, and he came up with a proposal that we turned down the first hour when we talked to the president of Panama. And we have made positive proposals to him, and we think that in due time they'll come around and get them, but I had to see Tom Mann, and I had to see Rusk, and I had to talk to Adlai an hour. And it's got my schedule all kicked up, and I thought if I could, I'd talk to you on the phone, and if not, you come on anyway, but if it suits you just about as well.
It's not that important. I was just thought that, you know, if it did, I didn't realize that you were going to sign the
Yeah, I'm going to sign and make a television speech tonight. I'm just trying to get it on, but
take your time. Let me just quickly mention two things. One is the coffee agreement.
Yep.
I just think it would be absolutely disastrous if that committee rejected that bill. You see it.
There's one vote difference, and you know how much influence we got with them. We're using every bit of the influence we've got, full power, full steam. And they're going to charge us for raising coffee prices all over the country, but I told them, go on and do it, and we're doing everything we can, and if Dirksen holds, as he claims he will, well, we've got a one-vote margin. Now, you can do more with the Senate than I can, as you well know, but I've done everything I know to do on it.
I didn't know how much you've been able to
give it. We told them how important it is, and they took it up at leadership yesterday morning, and they say we've got a one-vote margin, 9-8, if Dirksen votes with us, and assuming Morton's against us, but they're trying to get us.